point of that question is also to show us that the main thing about the Lord's table is our praise, mm-hmm. not actually the hymns. So this point has to be just so clear that unless we are first enjoying the Lord in our daily life, Monday through Saturday, you know, we're in the fight to be in our spirit, Amen. The fight to enjoy the Lord. We can't come and then just kind of, you know, go through motions. That's not the genuine worship. So this has to be clear. I think the brothers shared this principle last time. You know, if you're going to, in the sense, if we're going to be calling hymns, we should be singing those hymns, you know, in the shower. You know what I mean? Yeah. Whatever hymn you call, yeah. you've been singing it in the shower already, enjoying the Lord. Mm-hmm. So this is one side of the Lord's table, and it's important to have the right context. But now I want to switch to actually another perspective, and that is, so long as we're clear about this matter, that the Lord's table is the overflow, the issue of our enjoyment of the Lord, we don't forget that. I want to switch to something more practical. And that is inspired. Can I borrow this?
Yeah.
From Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. And this is one of the definitive verses concerning our meetings in the New Testament.
Amen.
Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. And let us consider one another.
Yeah. Amen.
So as to incite one another
Amen.
To love and good works, Amen. Not abandoning our own assembling together,
Amen.
As the custom with some is,
yeah.
but exhorting one another,
Amen.
And so much the more as you Amen. See the day drawing near.
Amen.
Now, there's this phrase there, as the custom with some is.
Yeah.
And that word custom means habit. So it's interesting, when you talk about meetings, there's this warning. Consider your habits. Don't fall into a custom. Don't fall into a kind of a habit that is not so profitable for the meeting life. So I'd actually like to spend some time talking about habits.
Right.
You have to see this in the context of how I started, right? It's the Lord's table is not, we're not, I'm not trying to change behavior. But habits are a big part of our life. So I actually did some social science research. Who knows what percent of our lives are spent in habit?
70%.
It's, well, 70 and 80, these are highs. I wouldn't say it's that high. But it's still, you know, 40 to 50 range. Which is, I mean, and it depends how you, you know, measure your sleep time and your this and that and all these things, right? It's, and there's, I wouldn't say a complete consensus, but at the minimum 40%, and maybe even higher. So now you have to think about, how does that apply to our meetings? Can it be that we are in a habitual way of participation in our meetings? Right, you think about when you come through the door here, mm-hmm. Even where we sit may be a habit. Do you have your seat in the meeting hall? You know what I mean? You kind of come in, right? And you just by habit. Oh, that's my seat, or the farthest seat possible, right? And then, you know, depending when we come in, you know, maybe we feel, and it's, you know, you feel like the spotlight's on you, and you now the spotlight is not on you, but we feel that way, and then we kind of habitually find our spot, and then go, you know, just sleep, right? And then from there on, right? That's okay. I'm glad Abel's in the meeting.
Yeah.
Always a reminder out of the mouths of babes.
Amen.
We love hearing him speak. Now, the point of this is not to make you introspective. But if 40+% of our daily life is in habit, the meetings, I would say, are susceptible to a much higher percentage. Because we meet so much. And then it almost kind of, every meeting goes by, if we are not consciously rising up and overcoming, that habit gets reinforced. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
We sing a hymn. And then almost by habit, where is our mind? I ask about the mind, because you say, well, isn't it just about the spirit? Well, you know, we had the first meeting of the Itero was set your mind.
Yeah.
Set your mind on the things which are above.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how we think about it. And so even in our singing, where is our mind? Mm-hmm. When the song is over, by habit, are we ready to jump in? Mm-hmm. Or is it wait? See, it's not that spiritual. It's actually a matter of habit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do believe that throughout the week, many of the saints are just endeavoring to do their best to enjoy the Lord, touch the Lord. We're in the fight a little bit, right?
Yeah.
It's not easy. And then we come here but then the habit starts to set in.
Mm-hmm.
That's Hebrews 10, right? The custom. Are you following me, and do you agree or disagree?
Amen. Amen.
Right? And so the point of this is not to point out habits. I just kind of went through that just to help make the point. The point is that we have to create new habits.
Amen.
Amen.
How about that, saints?
Amen.
You can create new habits. It's just by doing it. It's just by first, you have to be conscious. You have to realize, I have habits.
Yeah.
We just have habits. That's half the battle. Diagnosing it, knowing it. Because, again, I do believe in this first principle of our coming is an overflow of enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe the saints are endeavoring, and there's some measure of enjoyment. But when we come into the meeting, the habits overwhelm that.
Mm-hmm.
They just overwhelm that. So sometimes, brothers, we just may have to sit in a different seat.
Amen.
You just get a different perspective.
Amen.
Like that, right? Sometimes, you know, you just come to the front row, it changes. Sometimes, sisters, we may need you to be a little closer, not feel like you have to take the last row, last seat. and then when that first hymn is called, even your thinking, the second this hymn is over, I'm just going to declare something.
Amen. Amen.
Like, I'll be the first one.
Amen.
Why not? Right? Why not?
Amen.
Instead of habitually allowing, you know, these front row brothers, including myself, just to take over, you know, it's just and then, how about as the song is being sung and as you're considering your praise, then you almost, I want to be ready to call the next hymn.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
None of this is mystical, even that spiritual. But it's a matter of habit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
So that is very much my burden, that we would consciously, collectively, endeavor to make new habits.
Amen.
And part of that is fighting against old habits. And I may be a rabble rouser, a crusader in this. I'm burdened that and I'm burdened that new ones, young ones, would not reinforce bad habits. Because if we're not fighting against it, saints, they will set in and be decades-long habits.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's just, right? That is the case. And we don't want them to be entrenched.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? So consider the habits that we're forming. And you know, I share, when I was a high schooler, I was in a meeting, a Lord's Table meeting, and a senior coworker was there, and he just said, in the Lord's Table, you should exercise to praise the Lord every 10 minutes.
Amen.
I don't know, I don't think there's a scriptural basis for that. I think you can search the ministry. I don't think you can see that. But the senior brother just said, and what that did was it just, you know, became habit. Like, I don't have a timer every 10 minutes. But now internally, it's like there's a sense of, oh, if some time has gone by and I've been kind of quiet, I should just get in there. Amen. And you know, that starts as if you hear that word as a 17-year-old, right, it starts to, and now it becomes a habit.
Yes.
Yeah. So even if I don't want to say anything, even if I am so depressed and down, if I'm sitting there, you know, my internal clock, you know, after a few minutes beeps, and I'm like, oh, I can't be. Mm-hmm. Listen, this is, I cannot be in this meeting now and not praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
I cannot, if you put me in this meeting and put a duct tape around my mouth and, you know, tie my hands, I will, you'll watch me for 30 minutes, I will free myself. I will be, you know, Houdini. You can't. Now, why? Not because I have a better week than you. Wow. Not because I'm more overcoming than you. Not because I enjoy the Lord more than you.
Amen.
Because of habit. Yeah. So that is a strength, positively, concerning habit. Mm. And it takes time. Okay. So I think that point is clear. Now, because we are in this kind of fellowship and training atmosphere, not the normal church meeting, I wanted to do something that I feel is helpful for us, and that is to go back to the matter of the hymns. We don't do this much, but I kind of feel it'd be helpful for us to almost go through a sequence of hymns for our learning. Okay, you have to be very clear. This is not to make you second guess your hymn calling. In fact, the past month, since we kind of challenged the saints to call more hymns or practice to be in it, we've been very encouraged, right, brothers?
Amen.
It's very encouraged just to have the participation. And we would like to continue that, yet there is an aspect of, you know, finding the sequence, finding the flow. And by the way, there's no magic and there's no, but how about collectively we take a few minutes and almost try to put some words to this mysterious thing about finding the flow in the meeting. Would that be helpful?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, so we come in, and remember, first question, some of you came in late, I said, what if we had a Lord's table without the hymnal? It actually should be very enjoyable. We shouldn't have to call a hymn to begin the meeting. We come in, but that's habit too. So we come in, and there should be this right, because we've been preparing, we've been thinking, our hearts are turned. We should be praising. Now, where we are and where the churches are in America, at least, we're not going to have a whole meeting without a hymn. Right, so the hymn is called. For the opening hymn, who has an opening hymn, actually, right now?
1095.
That's the local church.
Lord, the Lord shall get the glory.
The Lord shall get the glory. That's a good one.
62.
That's on the...
The humanity,
right? Mm-hmm. These are because... so this is, okay, the Lord shall get the glory if we will sing his praise. And what's the first line, Abraham, for yours?
Here will Jesus be adored.
Oh, amen.
Yeah, it's a very good one. Both of these are, and you know why Abraham is suggesting that one, right? Because, yeah, so sometimes because of the week's morning revival, there's a particular outstanding point that naturally should cause us to be filled with that. Yeah. Last week, in one of the meetings here, the first hymn called was hymn 82, Down from His Glory,
yeah.
Ever Living Story, My God and Savior, and that's very good as well. It's a very good opening, and this is very good as well. The Lord shall get the glory. What's good about Preston's is that it is quite good for opening. one of the brothers serving with the sixth graders said that, has observed that when the first hymn is kind of the poetic Old English, thou art, tis thee, thou, you know, the sixth grade boys are like, what is this? What language is this? It's their first experience in the Lord's table, and they're like, wow, they feel like they haven't even read Shakespeare yet, right? So they're just, actually, they're very, you think about it, they're very confused. And so there's a benefit of singing a little shorter, more uplifting, especially, right, you come in the door, if the pace of it is kind of, like we're just not there yet. So sometimes we need something to, like we're climbing the steps. We're climbing the steps. So that first hymn, something that's even shorter, right? I feel like a few weeks ago, in a meeting, one of the earliest hymns we called was hymn 70. You know, Ben called this a few months ago. There is a name I love to hear, right? The chorus, oh, how I love Jesus.
Yes.
Next line, oh, how I love Jesus. Yeah. Again, the third line. Not that deep, but uplifting and something that, in a sense, all the saints can enter into, wherever they are.
Amen.
Right, the verse we read at the beginning, let us consider one another.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
Right, so as to incite one another.
Yeah.
So even in our hymn calling, there's a little consideration of one another. We want to incite one another. I see my brother come in the meeting and just, you know, a little down. I'm not gonna, for the first hymn, call 510. You know 510?
I found the one of fearless
words. I found the one of fearless words. 15 stanzas. By the way, an excellent hymn.
Yes.
But maybe not the first one. Because that brother comes in. 15 stanzas. They're ready to. You know, so I'm considering one another, and I incite one another. Now, I'm just going to kind of arbitrarily just say, because Preston is here, 1095, let's say this. And this is a good example, actually. The Lord shall get the glory if we will, how about if you have your hymnal, let's turn to it. I actually think, in a sense, Abraham's is quite good in setting us directly into a sequence. 1095 is not as clear. It's a good start, but this is good now. Okay, so this is real time, right, saints? We're all in this. Now we're singing, we're enjoying. Now what should we not do? What we should not do is this, and you know, now we're stirring you up all to participate, but that doesn't mean like we don't want you to, the second this hymn is called, you're starting to look immediately for the next one, and then the second the hymn is over, you call the next one. The point is, you kind of, okay, this brother, this member of the body, the Lord has given this member a hymn, and we as members, we receive it. We use it for our praise. We enter into the thought, and we enjoy it. It may not be our favorite hymn. Maybe you don't even enjoy it, but you don't make the, you know, you just say, amen. So now we enter in as members one of another. And we're there now, as we sing this hymn, right? There's a sense of, this is a quite a jubilant, quite a released. This is one that, you know, oh, brothers, be not silent. Oh, sisters, cry aloud. This is one where you sing it, and then don't be anxious and in a rush to just move on right away. We have to savor it. Now that doesn't mean it's all balance. You shouldn't be afraid to call a hymn shortly thereafter. But let's make sure we really have touched the spirit of this song. And as we do that, as we linger, there may be a sense of something may anoint us, something may impress us. a line may be particularly anointed. And that may be worth some emphasis. And maybe the brothers, maybe the sisters, you may feel, you know, we need to do the sing this song again. This song is quite a, you know, an exclamation point song. We need to have brothers, sisters. Okay? Now, let's just look at this. I actually haven't, right? Some of you have been looking at this. How would you continue? Any thoughts of continuing from here? So one thing that's helpful is the title is the victory and exaltation. So if you actually remember last time Stephen helped us with the index, you can actually see other hymns on victory and exaltation. Like that may be one way where you say, you can be pretty safe in continuing, right? You may flip the page and there's, 1096, 1097. That's really, you call either of those, you get, A+, right? But as you go around, based on the praise, there may be a sense of, like, let's say we go to 1097, this is continuing the sentiment, right? And now we turn into something very scriptural from Psalm 8. This may cause somebody to have a feeling to read something from Psalm 8. Mm. We declare something. Again, the tune here is quite uplifting, right? And we should, but do you see how we're climbing the stairs of praise and we're, this is, and that's scriptural, the Psalms of Ascent.
Yeah.
The Psalms of Ascent, the more we sing, the higher we go.
Amen.
Okay, any questions so far? Right? No questions? Are you following along? Right? Mm-hmm. So this is just how we're learning, because there is a development and a progress in our praise.
Right.
And this is all about practice, and every saint in the room, not only can you do this, but you have the life and the spirit.
Amen.
You have the innate ability for this.
Right.
It's about following your spirit, and then there is some learning involved with learning the hymnal. Okay, so we go through hymn 1097. Again, I'm not, we're not singing it, so this is the accelerated, kind of pretend version. But again, after this, right, we're not in a rush, and you're not like, you see the brother next to you, his hymnals, and you can tell when they're flipped to another hymn, because like the way the hymnal looks. You're like, you kind of look, you're like, that brother's, he's already past 1097. I don't know what page that is, but that's clearly not 1097. And then you're like, who's going to, I'll just say, it's good to be ready. It's good to have a hymn. And you know what? If somebody beats you, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay, you join in. And sometimes the Lord will make it so that you call your hymn, and it's always good. You can check with the brother next to you and say, "Hey, what do you think?" Right? But I would also give a word of just encouragement and a reminder to the brothers, especially in the front row. If we are all flipping our hymnal to the next hymn, that kind of weakens the atmosphere,
yeah.
Makes everybody feel like, "Well, we're moving on." All right, we're enjoying hymn 1097. Now, by this point in time, we're probably 15 minutes into the meeting. We should be right having a sense of higher and higher, and saints who have a hard time finding parking or whatever. There more saints are in now, and again, we're still considering one another.
Mm-hmm.
We're inciting one another. What's the difference for the saints who come in at 10 a.m. versus 10:15 a.m.? That's right. I would kind of flip it actually. By 10:15 a.m., the overall corporate atmosphere is higher.
Yeah.
So somebody who comes in a sense, they get carried up. it's like the jet is going. They just at 10 o'clock, we're all kind of could be a little heavy. So we have to fight a little more to get it going, right?
Yeah.
It's like the hot air balloon. So at 10:15, we don't have to worry so much about. Somebody came in late. Let's go back to the beginning. And at this point in time, they just kind of run onto the the plane and the plane's taking off. So I'm mixing all these metaphors. You know what I'm trying to say, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now at this point, now there is something, and again, it's not all the time and you shouldn't feel bad, but there is something about when the meeting reaches a certain peak that we need to be ready to break the bread. And sometimes by habit, there are places, I've been in places where by habit, the brothers did not like breaking the bread. And this is actually a vexing of spirit. One time the sisters came up and broke the bread because the brothers just would not cooperate. And brothers, we have to be ready. And I would say brothers, it doesn't have to be front row brothers, but brothers, when you feel the meeting has reached a certain peak, and again, you coordinate with those around you, we should just join the Lord, right? Join this, follow the Spirit and break the bread. Mm-hmm. Now, it often helps, you know, this hymn can be a great help to get us, but maybe there's one more that really, like, what would be a step, a psalm of ascent after this hymn, 1097?
1150.
1150 is feeding on the living bread. 190. So what is good about 1150 is that it takes us, in a sense, to the elements. Did you talk about the bread? You know, we're feeding on the living bread. It's kind of very good. It's very experiential. 1150 is a good hymn, but it's also mainly about us. Right? Mainly about us. So it's not bad because it's very good about, it introduces the elements. And when we get closer to the Lord's table, it's good to have something focused on the elements. 190 is very good. Because this is now, and this is, and by the way, if both District 1 and District 2 called 190 today, you know, A+, A+. Right, you talk about the four faces, the Gospels, the, you know, all these. But this is squarely on the Lord, right? And it has the elements alluded to, right? You know, the table, as we remember the... all those things are there. So this is very good. What else? What did some others have in mind? And beyond 1150, like I mentioned, is very good. 190, you know, certainly very good. But you get the point? How we're kind of... 132. Right? 132, this brother mentioned. Very good. Very good. And like we said before, if you're in the Lord's table and you call, you know, a hymn in the praise of the Lord section and it has an asterisk, that's my signal to wrap up. You know, but now I need to finish this thought. Actually, do you want to finish? Did you want to share something? Because we have to continue. We have to get to the worship of the Father. But maybe one of the brothers, you want to? Or should I
continue?
So we're in an atmosphere, and the bread is broken, and there should be a sense of satisfaction,
yeah.
Rest,
yeah.
Not anxiety, right?
Right.
Now, you know, this hymn 190 ends with we remember thee, we partake, we enjoy thyself in love, we share thee as thy counterpart. This brings in a sense of affection, of love, of the Lord's eternal plan. Sometimes the Spirit takes us in a direction of remembering the Lord's return.
Amen.
Because we do take the table until he comes.
Yes.
Until he comes, amen. The Lord's word to us. So there is an aspect of future looking. Well, again, it's not legal. Like every Lord's table, you have to look to the Lord's return. But at times, you know, this word counterpart, it may bring in a sense of wanting to hasten the Lord's return as his counterpart, as his bride, right? And at times, somebody may feel led to call a hymn related to the Lord's return. And we'd say, that's certainly, we just follow the Spirit. Now, at a certain point, And I would say, you know, last week at that District 2 meeting, I just thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a small meeting, because a college conference, about 16 saints. Mm-hmm. But it was very good. It just did not feel like we were in a rush to get through this or that. And at a certain point, rightfully so, the Lord's Table meeting takes a turn to the worship of the Father.
Amen.
And actually, who initiates this? The Son. The very Son who is in the midst. He declares hymns of praise.
Amen.
And so we have to follow the Lord and be sensitive.
Amen.
To worship the Father.
Amen.
And the worship of the Father, of course, there are these hymns at the beginning of the hymnal. But the worship of the Father should not be kind of the token add-on to the end of the meeting.
Right.
But if we're exercised, we just follow the Lord.
Amen.
And we join into the worship.
Amen.
That the Son is actually leading.
Amen.
Throughout all meetings, throughout Amen. The entire globe,
Amen.
Throughout every church,
yes.
Amen.
The Son is taking the lead to worship the Father,
Amen.
And we join in, and so that's appropriate too. We should not neglect this. In another place that I spent an extended time at, this is not made up. The brothers did not like to end the meeting by worshiping the Father. They just thought it was religious, right? Can you imagine this? I spent some important years of my life in one meeting where they didn't like to break the bread, and in another place, another meeting where they didn't like to worship the Father. They just thought it was like religious. And so, in perhaps because of that environment, the sense of the keen, acute sense of needing to give proper worship to the Lord at the table is so strong within. And
Amen.
So, let me just end with that. We're out of time in a sense, but if any of the brothers or saints want to just share for something, we probably need to end in about 5 minutes at the latest. But let me just say that much. I hope this is helpful.
Amen.
Do not let this like make you like, oh no, I can't follow the flow. We wouldn't share this probably in a normal church meeting. This is a kind of a little training atmosphere.
Amen.
And you're all here because you have a burden to learn.
Amen.
So we just felt to honor that spirit with this fellowship.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm really happy to be here this morning just to be perfected and trained this morning with you all.
Amen.
And regarding what our brother shared this morning is that what are we here for? It's not out of duty.
Yeah.
It's really for the enjoyment of the praising of the Lord.
Amen.
So in about 20 minutes, we really can have this experience.
Yes.
In praising the Lord.
Amen.
One thing I really was touched about is now we've heard this word, but we can't be too introspective.
Amen.
We can't just search mentally, well, in the past, what has happened.
Yeah.
But in Philippians 3:13, what does Paul say? He says, forgetting the things which are behind.
Amen.
Right? Because this morning, we have a fresh, new, and living Christ.
Amen.
And this matter of habit is really important for some of us. Some of you are here that don't know. We were, in January, we went to a retreat.
Yeah.
And we started a truth pursuit. And if anyone says that they can't start a new habit,
yeah.
How many have continued with their truth pursuit?
Amen.
How many have continued reading the Word?
Amen.
Right? These are new habits that we're creating.
Yeah.
Amen.
And these new habits we can apply to praising the Lord.
Amen.
And even in our Bible reading, in our ministry reading, there's a vast, all-inclusive Christ in the ministry,
yes.
In the Word, that we can use to praise Him.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
So I was really encouraged that we are pursuing together.
Amen.
This is not a few have attained.
No.
Right? We have not attained.
No.
Amen.
But what we're doing is pursuing toward the goal.
Amen.
And this
Amen.
Is just to praise the Lord in a fresh and a living way.
Amen.
And to conclude, we've been getting into the four living creatures in Ezekiel.
Yes.
And what happens with the wind, the cloud, the fire, and the electrum?
Amen.
Is that they become more living.
Amen.
And as we experience this, we can become more living in the table meeting.
Amen.
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 I just wanted to end with something short, confirming what the two brothers have shared. It was brought out that this is something we're endeavoring together. Yeah. We're inciting one another.
Yeah. Right.
We're not competing with one another.
That's right.
We shouldn't be embarrassed about what another person thinks. We're all here learning.
Amen.
We're a family.
Amen.
We are brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Even members of one another.
Amen.
So as we come, let's really consider this. How we're taking care of each other. We're not concerned with what people think.
Yeah.
About. I'm not saying we're not concerned about uplifting one another.
Right.
But we're not thinking about criticizing one another or someone else criticizing us.
That's
right.
Amen.
Let's endeavor to learn.
Yes.
Amen.
Let's really endeavor to learn.
Amen.
What David shared with us was so practical and helpful related to our exercise in the Lord's table meeting. But I would just like to add, this exercise, and we say this quite often, this exercise doesn't begin on the Lord's Day morning, but it's throughout the whole week.
Amen.
Throughout the whole week, where we should be fighting.
Yes.
For one another.
Right.
That means we're considering each other throughout the week.
Right.
And even praying for each other throughout
Amen.
The week.
Amen.
And we're also fighting.
Yeah.
We're also fighting. We're fighting to touch the Lord during the week.
Amen. Yeah.
Maybe at our lunch break. Maybe we're fighting in the morning.
Right.
And maybe because we find ourselves struggling, we call someone else and say, "Will you fight with me in the morning to touch the Lord?"
Amen.
One time a week.
Yes.
We're fighting to pray, to remember the Lord.
Right.
Throughout the week. We come together at the prayer meeting and we fight
Amen.
Together in prayer.
Amen.
If we have a life where we're practicing throughout the week, we're fighting for one another and fighting to touch the Lord throughout the week, then surely, when we arrive here on the Lord's Day morning, we'll have something in our mouth,
Amen.
Something in our heart, and something on our lips.
Amen.
So let's continue. Let's take this word,
yes.
encourage one another, fight for one another,
Amen.
And be sensitive to the Lord,
yes.
and sensitive to one another,
Amen.
To follow what He is doing,
Amen.
And we'll learn.
Amen.
We'll learn.
Very good.
We're not here for 100% this or that kind of a meeting this morning.
Yeah.
We're here to learn to follow the Lord.
Amen.
Learn to be one with Him and be one with our brothers
Amen.
And sisters.
Yeah. So we're gonna dismiss now. I almost want to say, brothers, we all take the pledge of. To reinforce this point, no him calling condemnation in the church in Los Angeles. How about that, right? We can't say we'll never, I think there's a fear that you call it him and then the LDC's long faces, and or even worse, somebody says, well, we need to actually, how about him? With that kind of redirection, right? I can't say that will never happen. Sometimes we have to follow the Lord in a certain way, but generally, I think we could all take the pledge.
Amen.
That no condemnation.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
No long faces.
Amen.
Somebody calls a hymn. What do? We take the lead to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Right? We take the lead. So, just so all the saints could be at peace.
Amen.
We make this pledge.
Okay. Amen. Can I share a testimony about that? In Irvine, my fourth term, there's this new brother there. And we had gotten to the point where we're about to worship the Father.
Yeah.
And this brother decided to call John 6:57, I am the living bread, because he enjoyed that week.
Yeah,
and he wanted to sing it in the Lord's table meeting.
Wonderful.
And so, you know, at first I'm like, maybe should we sing it? But, you know, all the brothers and all the saints just joined in right with what the brother did. And I have to say, that really uplifted the meeting.
Yeah.
After that, he shared why he enjoyed it, and then a lot of other people would join in with some praises. So, you know, even we're about to worship the Father,
yep.
but you call this other hymn of, you know, or even just this song, you know, like I am the living bread, and that can really uplift the meeting. So don't be afraid to call these hymns and learn and endeavor.
Amen.
So we'll have more fellowship, but due to time, we need to dismiss the District 2 saints. The meeting does not start at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
for District 1 saints. Let's just enjoy the Lord now.
Amen.
You should come forward.